In the immediate aftermath of the war in Iraq, thousands of displaced people returned to the northern part of the country to reclaim their houses and farms in and around the city of Kirkuk. Regional experts gathered at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York recently to discuss ways to arbitrate the conflicts over property between returning Iraqi Kurds and Arabs. Kubad Talabani is the deputy U.S. representative of the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, or the PUK. His party and the Kurdistan Democratic Party, or KDP, represent the two main Kurdish factions. Each will play a significant role in an Iraqi interim government. Mr. Talabani says the repossessions, while not officially sanctioned by the PUK, are unavoidable.
There is this issue of ethnic cleansing that has been going on for decades in Kirkuk, where successive Iraqi governments, not just Saddam's government, has been forcibly evicting Kurds, Turkmens, and Assyrians from their homes, replacing them with Arab settlers from the south and center of the country. We have over 400,000 IDPs, internally displaced people, in the north as a result of this campaign. So yes, of course, some of these people are going to want to reclaim their homes. Can we stand in front of these people to tell them, no, you cannot reclaim your own homes?
Mr. Talabani believes that the reclaiming process has been relatively orderly, considering the bad blood involved. Many of the Arabs, he says, actually departed in anticipation of such an event. But, he says, without a process to officially return displaced people to their homes, the situation will deteriorate.
We need a process. I need a piece of paper so I can go to the IDP camps and tell the thousands of people that are living in squalor, please don't take your homes back. Look, there is a process here that says that within 6 months or within 1 year, you will have a right to either your home or another home, a piece of land nearby. And without that, it is difficult politically, it's impossible logistically to prevent people from taking their own homes back.
The legacy of ethnic cleansing is but one sore spot in intra-Iraqi relations. In the mid-1990s, the PUK and the KDP fought a war, in large part over oil revenues. Robert Baer, a longtime CIA field officer in the Middle East, says without an enduring U.S. presence, that war will pick up where it left off in 1997.
It's really going to depend on the United States, of course, how much, what sort of institution we leave behind. If we leave Iraq today or 6 months from now, it's going to end up in a civil war.
But Kubad Talabani is more optimistic about the situation. He says that since 1997, the KDP and the PUK have resolved several disputes over water, electricity, and even oil peacefully.
We have shown signs of very good cooperation together, politically, militarily, even economically. And I think that we both understand that if there were to be conflicts again between the two sides, it would ultimately mean the end of what we have in the north today. And what we have in the north is too big a prize. The livelihood of those 4 or 5 million people is worth more than the oil revenues.
The two Kurdish parties are not the only factions vying for power in the Iraq of tomorrow. There is the U.S.-backed Iraqi National Congress and the Iraqi National Accord movement. But a source of great concern among regional experts are the powerful Shiite factions in the south of Iraq, particularly the Supreme Assembly for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq. Mr. Talabani says that the Shiites, though factionalized, are preparing themselves to make a play for power.
The longer there is lawlessness in Iraq, the more likely it is that the Shia Islamic clergy will move in to fill this vacuum. They are the most organized of the groups within Iraq. Yes, we're organized in the north, we have our institutions, but the Islamic roots, they have their roots in the mosques, they have taken control of the hospitals, of the schools, and they are basically, by receiving the funding from external sources, are buying people, and they're paying for certain services, they're providing certain services, and they're trying to appear as a functioning authority. And this is why it's important that we put together this interim Iraqi authority.
Mr. Talabani is calling for an interim authority in which only certain powers, foreign policy, national defense, economic policy, will be centralized. Otherwise, he envisions a federation of states to be governed locally and marked by geography, not ethnicity. You can't define an ethnic federation, he says, with 1 million Kurds living in Baghdad. For Voice of America, this is James Donahower in New York.